Hello, I'm Dr. Kamil Gülşen from Kartal Koçoğlu Training and Research Hospital, Istanbul, Turkey. In that podcast, I will give some brief information regarding the article entitled "Does Tight Glycemic Control During First 24 Hours of Hospitalization Reduce Scintigraphic Infarct Size in Patients with SS Segment Elevating Acute Myocardial Infarction?" which will be published in current issue of International Journal of Cardiovascular Science. As widely known, high blood sugar is related with increased mortality and worse prognosis during acute illness. Similarly, increased serum glucose level is an issue in the course of MI. High glucose level at admission, as well as during the first 24 hours of MI, is related with high mortality and worse prognosis. Besides being a mortality marker, glucose has a directly toxic effect to the myocardial tissue in the course of MI. To date, lots of studies were conducted regarding glucose metabolism during MI. In most of these studies, glucose insulin potassium or glucose insulin infusion solution had been used as a treatment modality. Common finding of these studies is that the mortality and prognosis improves when the blood glucose level is controlled during the first 24 hours of MI. In addition, 140 milligram deciliters was defined as a cutoff value of average glucose levels which the mortality in getting increase. Although it has been known that lower glucose level is related with better outcome, there are few studies designed to investigate the effect of low target glucose value to mortality and prognosis in the course of MI. Guidelines recommend keep glucose under 200 milligram deciliter in MI patients based from the data regarding increased mortality with hypoglycemia in critically ill patients. We thought that patients with MI would benefit from lower levels of glucose. Therefore, we conducted present study to search effect of tight glucose control during first 24 hours of admission to final infarctus in MI patients. To better reveal the goal of study, we elected patients with STEMI without prior myocardial infarction whose admission glucose level higher than 140 milligram deciliters, irrespective of prior diabetes diagnosis. A total of 134 patients were screened and 56 patients were included in the study. Half of the patients received insulin infusion with a target value lower than 140 milligram deciliters during 24 hours of admission, in accordance to Yale University insulin infusion protocol. In the other group, blood glucose levels were regulated with subcutaneous insulin on an as-needed basis. All of the study patients were revascularized and received standard anti-ischemic therapy. Final infarct size evaluated with myocardial perfusion scintigraphy conducted during index hospitalization. The mean glucose level in the first 24 hours was 130 in the infusion group and 152 in the standard care group, while the mean final infarct size was 20% to 27% respectively. The multivariate linear regression analysis demonstrated that the mean 24 hours glucose level as an independent predictor of final infarct size. In conclusion, we found that tight glycemic control with continuous insulin infusion is not associated with smaller infarct size when compared to standard care in STEMI patients. Conversely, glycemic control in the first 24 hours of STEMI may reduce defined infarct size irrespective of regimen used for controlling blood glucose levels. A target blood glucose level between 80 to 140 milligram deciliters can be achieved by using the Yale University insulin infusion protocol safely in MI patients with admission glucose level higher than 140 milligram deciliters. Thanks for listening.